I want to just begin, as I always begin these shiurim, by saying how beautiful and how wonderful it is to have you guys come back to yeshiva. I know I'm not speaking on behalf of the Shana Aleph boys, because I know that they necessarily don't necessarily appreciate all these new faces, and especially all the challenge that exists to try to now vie for attention of certain people that they want to have attention from. Sometimes lose that attention. In fact, I've heard from some of the Shana Aleph boys that they were really hoping that you guys could leave sooner, hoping that. But I'll tell you, me personally, and for all the Rebbeim, it's a great zechus to see you guys come back here, to see the smiles, to see the to quote one of the fellows that landed either a day or two ago. He said, I came to Eretz Yisrael and I just landed and I saw the Hebrew and I saw Eretz Yisrael. I just had a big smile across my face, and I'm sure many of you had that experience as soon as you landed in Eretz Yisrael. So the truth is, just to see you guys and to have you back in yeshiva is a tremendous thing, and it's great chizuk for us to see you guys come back and learn about smada and really set a shining example for the guys that are here this year. It's great. So I want to thank you very, very much for that. The title of today's shiur I'd like to talk with you about is, we'll title it the following. I don't want to give it away yet, but we'll give it away. And the title is being true. I think it may have been an email also, so yeah, I guess it's too late. True to yourself and true to your essence. We'll try to talk a little bit about a very important midah, about a person being committed, focused, true to himself, true to what he stands about, what he stands for, true to what he really is, and not to let various different other wins and nisyonos and challenges get in the way of who he is and who he should be. I think it's a very important topic, b'chlal. I saw some very nice ma'amar komos that I'd like to share with you. And I think just to think as I was trying to think of topics that could be more applicable for many of you guys, as many of you are moving on in life. Some of you are in advanced schooling, or maybe some have jobs on the side a little bit, or chatzi jobs, chatzi learning, whatever. But it's very, very important, I think, to have a certain kvias, to have a certain focus about where you are, to have a certain constancy about where you're going. I'd like to talk about that today. Okay. One of the most famous midrashim that we all know about that relates to this parasha Shmos. The one schus the Bnei Yisrael have the geula. Here's the schus nigalu. So Uncle Meishi taught us. I grew up with Uncle Meishi. I don't know about you. Uncle Meishi taught us. I've got a name. Come on, Jesse, know this one. I've got a name. I've got a. There you go. Got a lovely Jewish name. They didn't change their names. Chazal say they didn't change their name, their Lashonam, their language, and their Malbusham. They didn't change their garb. So, simple question: What exactly is it about these three things that help Klal Yisrael merit the Geula? They didn't change their name. They didn't change their language, and they didn't change their garb. So the truth is, there's a lot to say about this topic, probably. I didn't have a chance to exhaust it, but just some simple thoughts. A person's name, as Chazal teaches us, the Gemara Bracha says, Shmo Garim. Shmo Garim means that a person's name matters. It happens to be a topic that I've been thinking about recently a lot. We just named our son just last Wednesday. Yesterday we had a bris, Baruch Hashem. Made a bris for our son, so we named him. What's in the name? So lots in the name. The Gemara in Brachos talks about different Gedolei Olam and what their names mean and what they represent. Maral speaks about this a lot. People quote the Maral a lot about this. That a name is the essence of a person. Your name is Yisrael. It means something special. Yashar Kel. That defines you. Your name is who you are. And part of Bnei Yisrael's schus to be nigal from Mitzrayim was that they remained true to who they were. They were thrown into a galus, as many of you are thrown into various different galios in our lives. All of us are. that's a big challenge. And they remain true to themselves, to their essence, to what they represented, to the deep meaning of who they were, not to their salary, to how much they were worth, not to their, you know, to their social media ranking, how high they were, and you know how many followers they had on Twitter. I'm sorry if my data is a little bit outdated, you know. Okay, how many tweets they tweeted in the, to their essence, to who they are. What's in Lashon? Just to wet the surface a little bit, just to scratch the surface. What's Lashon? Lashon is speech. Lashon refers to Lashon HaKodesh. Why is Hebrew Lashon HaKodesh? Anybody know? I think the Ramban says, I don't know where he says this, I think it's Ramban, maybe a Rambam, I'm not sure. Starts with the Ramban. One of them says, I forget whom, and I'm sorry to be Mazalzel, Chas V'Shalom. One of them says, it's because the Hebrew language, Lashon HaKodesh, there's no curse words in our language. There's no such thing as a Hebrew curse word. Now, sometimes on the street in Eretz Yisrael, you may hear made up words that are not, you know, that are not defined, that are curse words. But in Lashon HaKodesh, you won't find a thing. It's a Kodesh Lashon. It's Lashon of Kedusha. It's Lashon of being separated. Loshinu Es Lashona means that they remained loyal to the Kedusha of Lashon HaKodesh. Mesillas Shearim writes in the 11th parak when he talks about Arayos. He talks about how do Arayos happen? How does a person, Chas V'Shalom, fall, pray to Arayos? By speech. By talking sometimes inappropriately. By Chazal says, Schok v'kalas rosh maragilim es adam la'erva. That sometimes a person talks in a way that's unrefined, that's not the seder. It's just a joke, you know, just a joke with a l'chaim, just a joke with a, you know, a little casual, relaxed situation. And that unfortunately can lead to where we shouldn't be led. And therefore, Chazal tells us that lo shinu es lashonam. They didn't change their speech, Lashon HaKodesh. There was a certain loyalty that existed to who they were. And finally, Malbusham. What's Malbusham? Their clothes. So the truth of the matter is, clothes are a very interesting thing. You know? I remember thinking in my life, you know, like, does it matter if I wear a certain shirt? I wear a white shirt, so now I'm religious. And if my shirt is blue, so I'm not as religious. And if it's red, oh my gosh, I'm like, wow. Sometimes I wear a pink shirt. Woo! So on the one hand, clothes don't really matter. I'll tell you a beautiful story about that. I need more time, but it's okay. My brother Gotch, Rabbi Gotch, Yudin Shlita, he took his son, Alex, my nephew, a chayal, tzaddik, probably freezing his bones off right now in Gush Etzion area to help protect this country. Anyway, so he took him for his bar mitzvah a bunch of years ago to get a suit. Took him to a certain store, maybe somewhere near I live, maybe not, doesn't matter. And they went to buy a suit. Okay, so you go to buy a suit. So he goes to buy the suit. And he pulls up with his, he used to have a certain car. And the guy that's selling suits says, "Oh, your car reminds me of a certain car in a certain TV show." The guy's dressed in long coat and long stuff, you know, things. And he says, "That reminds me of a certain TV show." The brother's like, "What? What are you talking about, buddy?" So he says, "Yeah, reminds me." He's like, how do you know? He goes, "How do I know? Let me show you something." And he pulls him to the back. In the front of the store, they sell suits. And in the back of the store, they sell other stuff. Some of which are like, you know, TV and movie material and things that maybe are not so welcome in that community. So the front of the store is suits. And the back of the store is selling, if you will, contraband material for that environment. My brother brought a suit. He didn't buy anything else, don't worry. And afterwards he told the story to one of his friends. And his friend said to him the following thing, a beautiful expression. Sent him lo akova kovea, v'lo ha'me'il mo'il, which means, it's a nice expression, the kova, the hat, doesn't define you, and the me'il, the coat, doesn't really help you. It's a play on words. The truth of the matter is that's true to a certain extent. You can't wear a certain coat and say, okay, now I'm religious, now I can do whatever I want. Chas v'shalom. I wear a certain hat, okay, now I'm untouchable. Shtuyot. Nothing can be further from the truth. But we all know that there is a concept of dressing in a certain way. When you dress a certain way, you associate yourself in a certain way. Does it have to be in this box or that box? Or that? I don't care about those small details that don't really make a difference. But a person dresses mechubad, they'll act mechubad. A person dresses the way he's supposed to, it'll put him in a certain category. A person dresses very, very freely. He walks around with ripped jeans and, you know, a tight shirt and a grungy looking hat that's sticking in four directions and whatever. Okay, so that's how he presents himself to the world, like a tough guy. You know, if his pants are falling down, you ever see that? Those chever? Sometimes their pants are like, you wonder like, how they're staying up. Whatever, they stay up somehow, Baruch Hashem. But the point is, that's how you present. That's who you are. So Chazal say, and the Tzrayim B'nai Yisrael, they stay true to themselves. They true to their garb, to their association, to who they wanted to be. True to their Lashon HaKodesh, which was part and parcel of who they were. Chas v'shalom, not being involved in the Lashon that led to inappropriate behavior. And their shame is the essence of a person. I want to share with you some beautiful Ma'ar Mekomos that I saw in the Sefer that I happen to love. It's called Bayis Menucha. Please God, as you guys get closer and closer to Shiduchim, so this the Sefer should become more and more relevant to you, especially after you get married. He has beautiful, beautiful, Rav Moshe Aaron Stern wrote it, beautiful Vadim on Shalom Bayis and on Shiduchim. Some of you guys, when in my shir for the Shana Bet Chabur that we had, so we did different pieces from the Sefer during that experience. I don't think we did this one. If we did, it'll be Chazar, but if not, I just want to show you some ideas that he quotes from Chazal that highlight this point of a person being what he calls Akevi, the Dei Otav, which means a person being consistent, focused, not wavering, unwavering in his Deos, in his Midos, in who he is, and what he's about. So he begins the following. He says a very nice idea. In Parshas Toldos, remember the beginning of Parshas Toldos, so Rivka is carrying what she thinks is one baby. And when she goes, Chazal teaches, when she goes past the Batei Knesses, Batei Medrash, so there's movement, strong movement. When she goes past the Batei Avodah Zara, there's also strong movement. And all of a sudden, she can't handle it. Why can't she handle it? Deal with it. No, just deal with it. It's your problem. So what does she do? She goes, Hashem, she goes to Shem Ve'ever, and she finds out what the pshat in her schizophrenic behavior of her children. What was the problem? So he explains, I don't think he quotes anybody for this one, what a beautiful idea. It's one thing if a child is consistently challenged in one area. It's one thing if a child is headed in one direction. But to have a child who's a ping pong ball, who's as excited for Ra as he is for Tov, in the same person, to have what he calls a hafachfechan, like a person that's just flipping back and forth, was too much for her to bear. You want me to help channel a certain koach and a certain person, fine, but in the same person, the same individual, to be both running for Avodah Zarah and also running for the Beis Medrash, it's almost unbearable. I can't work with that. A person has netios, has certain movements towards certain things, fine, okay, I'll try to channel, I'll try to tweak, I'll try to work, but two opposite extremes that are so pronounced, that are so strong, it's very, very hard to deal with. There's a beautiful pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Pasuk in Shir HaShirim says as follows. Very end of Shir HaShirim. It says, "Im choma hi," talking about Klal Yisrael. If Klal Yisrael is a choma, what's a choma? A wall. Nivne alea tiras kasef. We will build upon it a silver edifice. But if we're a door, we won't be able to build upon it. What does that mean? He explains so beautifully. If Klal Yisrael is like a choma, like a wall, yeah, can't walk through a wall. Walls don't move so fast. Walls don't swing back and forth. Walls are solid. If there's a certain solid sense, a solid commitment, that's a foundation for a Middash to be built upon. In Delesi, but if we're wavering like a door, the door flakes in, flakes out, jumps in, jumps out, it doesn't have a rooted focus, it's impossible to build upon it. You can't build on a foundation like that. It says Shlomo HaMelech and Shir HaShirim, if Klal Yisrael is like a choma, if we're solid, like a wall, then we could build on Klal Yisrael. We could build on Beis HaMikdash. Klal Yisrael is like, the Navi says, like Eliyahu says in Har Carmel, Ad Masei Atem Poskim Al Shtei HaSeipim, straddling the fence, a little bit here today, there tomorrow, you know, today I'll be very, very strong and committed. Tomorrow, I'm not really sure, I'm not feeling it. You know, Wednesday, that's a good day for me. But Thursday, that's a long davening. I can't handle the extra tachanun. It's an extra 3.5 minutes. It's too long for me. You know, I can't do it. Someone told me, I was talking about their schedule, about davening with a minion. Yeah, one day I have a class at 8:30 in the morning. He said, the davening where I am, it finishes. Those days, I can't daven with a minion. Okay? I didn't give the guy much, but I love the guy. That sounds like more like a delis to me than like a choma. Choma means minion. Chog v'lo yavor. Minion? I'm not going to miss a minion. What am I? Am I crazy? Okay, something happens. I'm stuck in a snowstorm. I'm on a plane and I can't get a minion. Fine, Mela. I'm stuck in Amsterdam on a stopover to Israel because I got a cheap ticket for $650. Okay, fine. No minion there. No minion there. But otherwise, I'm in Manhattan. There must be 50 apps about minyan in Manhattan. What's the problem? Downtown, uptown, in-town, out-town, wherever you want. On the river, overlooking the water, I'm sure you can find anything you want. In Manhattan. It's a choma. It's not a delis that you can build upon. There's a pasuk in Malachi. I believe it's the Haftorah from Shabbos Hagadol, if I'm not mistaken. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani Hashem lo shanisi. I, God, has not changed. Think about that. The Baruch Shalom is a constant. God is a constant. God hasn't changed one iota. Since before there was time, there was God. Bereishis bara Elokim, God created time. Before that, there was God, though. Voracious Bar Elohim. God was around before there was time. Whatever that means. Hard to understand. Not the time or place for it right now. But Voracious Bar Elohim. Since there was God, since forever. Ha Yehovah V'yeh. There always was Hashem. There always will be a God. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never changed. Hashem is a constant. There's a mitzvah of V'halachta B'drachav. And we're supposed to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rosh Shiva's zone right now. I feel his presence right now very strong. He likes to say, Imitate Dei! Imitating Hashem. We're supposed to imitate Hashem. V'alachta v'drachav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't change, doesn't deviate, doesn't decide, you know, Kavyachal changes his mind about certain things. Yes, no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constant. We're supposed to try to imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that sense as well. And try to strive towards being a certain sense of consistency. I want to share with you a gorgeous Ramban. This is Shmos, next week's Va'era, and after that is Parshas Bo. This is a very, very fascinating Ramban in Parshas Bo I want to share with you. And then I want to end with a Exhibit A that I brought here to share with you. And then we'll close that session. There's a pasuk at the beginning of, towards the beginning of Parshas Bo, before all the halachos come in Parshas Bo. So Hashem says to Moshe at the beginning of Perek Aleph, "Oh nega echad, I'm going to bring one more nega on Paro and Mitzrayim. Then I'll send you out right before Akas Bechoros. Tell Bnei Yisrael to go borrow or to ask Ish Me Yisrael Klei Chesed Klei Zav." Pasuk Gimel, listen carefully. Vayitena Hashem Eschein Ha'amein in Mitzrayim. Chayin means chayin. It's It's hard word to describe. It's the grace, the sweetness, the grace of the Jewish people is given over to the Egyptians. We should not have been graceful in their eyes. If anything, we should be rodents and cockroaches and pesticides to them, not chen. Hashem made an ace. And the chen of the Am was given to Mitzrayim. Gama ish Moshe. Even the man Moshe, gadol ma'od be'eretz Mitzrayim, was great in the eyes of Mitzrayim. Be'nei avdei Pharaoh uve'nei kam. End of Shlishi. In case you're following along. Pretty big nace, no? Gama ish Moshe, gadol ma'od, Moshe's great. Be'nei be'eretz Mitzrayim. Be'nei avdei Pharaoh uve'nei kam. That's remarkable. I mean, this is Moshe Rabbeinu, who's caused them so much harm, so much suffering, and all of a sudden Moshe is great in their eyes. Listen to the words of the Ramban. I want to preface the Ramban with the following question. You may say, one second, if I'm so set in my ways, I'm not talking about the midah of flexibility. That's a separate shmuz. Flexibility is a good midah. I'm talking about being a person being committed, being unwavering in his commitment, not in his dealings with people. Of course you have to be flexible with people. Don't walk away thinking, you didn't say it, I gotta be a stubborn ox. Chas v'shalom. You gotta be mevater all day long. You gotta be look for chances to be kind and but in terms of how we see things, our clarity, our perspective, our hashkafa has to be crystal clear, focused. So you might think, but if I do that, people aren't gonna, they're not gonna respect me. They're gonna think I'm a quack. They're gonna think I'm weird. They're gonna think I'm off the deep end. They're going to think I flipped out. So, don't worry. Shraga's, I hope, Shraga's safe in that regard. Like people, you know, you go to Shraga, it's not a flip out issue. Don't worry, you're okay. You know, some exceptions, a few. But mostly people stay pretty, quote unquote, I hate this expression, but normal. Normal in Shraga. For better or for worse or for other. Again, not the time for this discussion. You might think, you know, if I'm so solid, it won't fare me well. Talk to Ramban. How did Moshe gain his chen in everyone's eyes? Talk to Ramban. Listen to his beautiful words. V'nei Am, Klal Yisrael also. Ki nizgadi al ma'od v'nei. Moshe was so great in their eyes. Do you know why? Birosam, because they saw ki ne'eman hu l'navi Hashem. Because he was ne'eman, trustworthy. In our words, unwavering. He was committed as a Navi for Hashem. They saw he was real. They saw he wasn't faking, wasn't joking around. And that gained Moshe a tremendous amount of respect. I always tell Talmidim, I always tell my Talmidim, people are worried a lot of times, they're worried, you know, what are they going to think about me? You know, if my parents come back, and if I come back to my parents and they see that I'm like, you know, I'm more committed, they'd be like worried. I always tell them just two things. Be sincere, be real, and be smart. Not to stick things in people's faces and like show them how from you are. That's not cool. Don't do that. But be real, be genuine, and be smart. Use your brain, use your seichel. You keep those two things in mind and you actually live it, you're real about it, and you're smart about it, you'll gain the respect of people very, very much. I want to just close with the following. SupportH.com. That's what it says on top left. It's called Attorney for Israel. If you read this, good. If you didn't read it, listen to this. Tremendous. I'm going to read three paragraphs. At the end of his second year in law school, Baruch Cohen was invited to interview for a job with a Wall Street firm. This is a total surprise, as he had not applied for a position with the white shoe firm, which normally courted straight A, Ivy League, WASPy students. Baruch, in contrast, attended a mid-level law school, was obviously Jewish, and didn't have a perfect GPA. The dean told him, "I have no idea why you got this opportunity, but I suggest you not wear your yarmulke to the interview, and make sure those white strings aren't coming out of your belt." Coming from a long line of Orthodox rabbis and committed to his Judaism, Baruch was torn. "I grew up in a tough Farakwe neighborhood," he recalls. "Where I came from, anyone telling me to take off my yarmulke was usually angling for a fight." He asked for advice from rabbis and Orthodox attorneys. He knew where to keep it for the interview or not. Everyone advised him to remove it. for this potentially career-making opportunity. With his kippah in his pocket, Baruch walked into the interview feeling almost as if he were shirtless. He was stunned to see that the attorney sitting there wore a huge velvet yarmulke and tzitzis. His first question to Baruch was, "Where's your yarmulke?" Too shocked to speak, Baruch learned that this attorney had seen him clerking in court, noticed his kippah, and decided to offer him an interview. As the young law student stood there defenseless, the elder man laced into him. "You're a sellout," he said. "This is a firm of leaders, not followers." The interview ended before it began. There's a happier ending to the story. If you want to read the rest of it, it's on h.com. It's Meredig, actually. His name is Baruch Cohen. It's called Attorney for Israel. You can Google it. You can Google it. Abosai. A powerful story. It was a changing moment in his life, obviously. He's a special person. You can read about him. I hear the guys coming for the shiur next year. I want to end. I want to end with a bracha and a tefillah. Baruch Hashem, we're all zocha. We're all zocha to be people that thank God have come a very, very long way. Have worked on ourselves, developed our name, our essence, to become people, Baruch Hashem, of strength. We should be zocha to be true to our names, true to our essence, true to our neshama, true to who we really, really are, true to ourselves. And Bezat Hashem, that will be a big opportunity and a big launching pad for us to be continuous Mekadesh Shem Shamayim, for real, if we're sincere, if we're genuine, and we're smart at the same time. Don't act in a foolish way. Please, God, be zocha to be great Mekadesh Shamayim. Thank you all for coming. A pleasure to spend time with you.